Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Good Friday morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. I got so excited, so excited about this weekend. I almost forgot to get myself on the air. So, and that's what I want to share with you. There is a lot of stuff out there to get you moving and grooving for the weekend. And, you know, and all of it isn't all that expensive either. I mean, I know there's like the game tonight. There's, I think, the Orlando Magic and Atlanta Hawks this weekend. But there's so much more, and I wanted to share it with you. And I actually came across this website that kind of made it easy for me, and I wanted to share some things with you. Plus, we have a couple of interviews today, so I'm going to get started on a couple of things that I found. And if you happen to know some stuff this weekend that you want to share with folks, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. So, the first thing I want to start off with, for those of you that are interested, well, no, I'm going to skip that because that's actually happened yesterday, and I'm going to have to get a better start on those weekend things. If you are in Maitland or you want to get to Maitland, first of all, I'm going to tell you about this website, and then I posted it on G's Power Hour Facebook page, and then I'm going to go to where it's called Orlando on the Cheap, and I think there's some other areas that have whatever the area it is on the cheap. But it says your local resource for freebies, discounts, and deals. Now, some of the stuff I knew about already. I'm going to tell you about a couple of those things. But there's some other things I wanted to kind of share with you. So anyway, like I was saying, in Maitland, they're supposed to have this downtown block party in Maitland on Independence Lane in downtown Maitland. It says free admission to a beach-themed block party featuring music, food trucks, and more. And for those of you that love the food trucks, this is a good weekend for you guys because there's a lot of them out there. But anyway, so that's free. That's tonight from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And I know you're like, why is she telling me about all this stuff? And the reason is, it's one of the reasons I like living in Orlando. And I know it's been rainy and stuff lately, but you know that stuff comes and goes and we keep on going and stuff. But there's just really absolutely no reason to be sitting on your duff saying, I ain't got no money. I ain't, there's stuff that you can do out there, and you just really don't have to have a lot of money to do it. So I wanted to share that with you. So that's the first, the block party in Maitland, First Friday Festival tonight. I said 6 to 10. Okay, let me go back. The Get Down Block Party. Get Down Downtown Block Party. 6 to 10, I was correct, Friday tonight, downtown Maitland Independence Lane. There's also, which I was getting mixed up, a First Friday Festival in downtown Baldwin Park, and they have this regularly. That starts at 5:30, so let's say you want to kind of do rounds, make the rounds, maybe start with the First Friday in Baldwin Park and then go to Maitland. So you start at 5:30, maybe spend an hour or so there and then go to Maitland, spend some time there. So the First Friday Festival in downtown Baldwin Park is a free street party, as what they say, over 80 artisans and vendors, food trucks again, and more. So that's another place you might want to check out. So that's 5:30 to 9:30. The other one's 6 to 10. So like I said, if you want to hop around and stuff, make the rounds, maybe start off with the First Friday Festival in Baldwin Park, and then scoot on down to Maitland and go to that one. That's from 6 to 10. So that starts later, lasts a half hour longer. Now, if you're in Lake County in the Claremont area where my friend Stephanie hangs out, there is a food truck festival or get together down there in historic downtown Claremont. They say they have approximately 15 food trucks. And if you like rock walls, that's your chance to go down there and hang out. It's in historic downtown Claremont. That starts from 5:30 to 9. That goes from 5:30 to 9. That is free entry also as well. So wanted you to know about that. So that's in Claremont. So you don't necessarily have to come all the way into Orlando, into Maitland, but you can hang out in Claremont in Lake County and have some fun there. So wanted to share that with you too. Let's see, what else we got going on? Because there's also something else in Claremont, and I'll tell you about that a little later. If you are in the College Park area tonight, College Park United Methodist Church is hosting the College Park United Food Truck Festival. Okay, so this is the thing. Go to the gym first, maybe if you get a chance. Go to the gym first and go to the gym after. Modify your diet maybe next week, because this is the week for food, apparently. So the College Park United Food Truck Festival is tonight, 5:30 to 8:30, according to this site. And I love this site. It has free admission. See, another free thing. Music, bounce houses, food trucks, more food trucks, vendors, and more. So, and I'm not saying don't carry any money, don't carry any cash, because, you know, you might find some things at these places where you want to take home, some little souvenir, or you might want to buy some food that they have that's a little bit more than what you may have budgeted for. So make sure you do carry some ample cash. I don't know if you need money for parking or anything like this, but and the vendors might have something to sell, you know, some jewelry or something or some art that you might like. So just make sure you do that. Now, also, something that starts in, I would say, about 23 minutes in Orlando at the Morse Museum of Art. That starts in about 20 minutes. This says 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Now, okay, wait a minute. That may not be quite right. But anyway, Spring Film Series, Northern European Art. Okay. So apparently there's something that starts from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at the Morse Museum, and it says it's free, and it says it's located behind the museum. Oh, and then from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., they're going to have live music so you can get your dance on. So there's a Spring Film Series, Northern European Art. That's at the Morse Museum of Art in Orlando, and that starts today, okay? So just wanted you to make sure you – so those are the things that are just happening tonight, this evening and tonight. So, you know, take your vitamins, you know, rest up, go out there, have a good time. Because it's important and the reason I like to share this stuff, because people always say, I don't know what to do. There's nothing to do around here. There's nothing to do. You've got to kind of – try to research this stuff and seek it out sometimes if you're not in the neighborhood where the stuff is happening and if you're not used to getting out. So, because it's important, part of our staying healthy is to move, and you can't do a whole lot of moving if you're sitting in front of the television. Okay, so get out and move. Now, because television is always going to be there, this stuff is not necessarily. Now, there's some other stuff going on starting tomorrow Sunday. If you like food, fresh food, fresh fruit, and you like flowers, this is also in Claremont, as I was mentioning to you, April 6th and 7th. That's tomorrow Sunday at Southern Hills Farms in Claremont. There is a blueberry flower and peach you pick. And it says there is complimentary admission and parking. And it says enjoy you pick blueberries, peaches, and flowers and as well as yard games, food trucks, music, and more. Someone told me to invest in a food truck, and I didn't listen. So, for those of you that are looking at a new business, might want to check out the food truck industry. So, anyway, that's tomorrow. Blueberry flower and peach you pick. Blueberry flower and peach you pick. This is April 6th to 7th. Southern Hills Farms in Claremont, Lake County. Another thing happening over in Lake County. So, I just love Central Florida. I just really do. This time of year, it's just great to be here. So, and then, let's see. This is in Sanford. This is in Seminole County. Tomorrow, this is Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow, April 6th, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then Sunday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., they have what they're calling a Hollerbox Spring Fest at Hollerbox Willow Tree Cafe in downtown Sanford. It's a free outdoor party with German cuisine, beer, wine, and entertainment. So there's beer and wine and entertainment and German cuisine. No mention of a food truck, but it is there in Sanford. So the Seminole County crew can go right into Sanford tomorrow and Sunday. You can still come over this way tonight and then go, you hang out in your home county tomorrow. Hollerbox Spring Fest. So that's coming up too. I'm going to try to. I know I've posted this Orlando on the Cheap website on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, but I'm also going to try to post some of this stuff individually so you can get more details in terms of what's going on. Another thing. Now, this is another thing that I've enjoyed, and it's coming up. It kind of conflicts with something else that I'll tell you about later in the hour because we actually have a couple of guests coming on. This is the 19th annual Spring Fever in the Garden. Now, that's in West Orange County in downtown Winter Garden. That's tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. early in the morning. So, like I said, if you like to do your hopping and you hear these events and you want to plan them out, this one starts at 9. You can get out early, get your breakfast, go out here, downtown Winter Garden, 19th Annual Spring Fever in the Garden. Downtown Winter Garden is free admission, they say, to this pet-friendly event. It has sidewalk art, vendors, food, and more. And one of the nice things about downtown Winter Garden is that they have a farmer's market that they have regularly. So I don't go as often as I like, but when I can go to the Spring Fever in the Garden, I do like to stop at the farmer's market and pick up some fresh fruit and vegetables there. But and then they do, like, because sometimes, depending on, what kind of spring we're having, sometimes it does get hot, and a lot of the vendors will have, water out there for the pets. Because the pets are walking around, the owners are dragging them around, and they do have places where the pets can kind of cool off and get a drink of water. So if you want to get out there with your pet, take a walk, enjoy some nice sidewalk art and some food and stuff like that, this is a nice place to go. I've even gone and seen, plants to take home, plants I've wanted to take home, different types of food and condiments and stuff that I wanted to try out there. And that's the 19th annual Spring Fever in the Garden. Spring Fever in the Garden. And that's tomorrow starting at 9, ends at 5. Sunday starts a little later, so you get your church on and then go 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. after church. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. you can go out there. We've got some other things coming up. This is in another place in Lake County in Eustace. They have Baby Animal Days. Now this is free for two and under, but it's $6 for anybody else. It allows kids to cuddle with baby animals, and it has hay rides and other stuff. This is at Santa's Farm in Eustace, Florida. This starts at 11 a.m. This is tomorrow and Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. at Santa's Farm in Eustace, and it's called Baby Animal Days. I had no clue. I have a cousin that's from Eustace, and I didn't know anything about that. So I don't know if you know anything about that. But anyway, so that's out there too. And then we have one of the first Easter egg hunts of the season. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. in DeBary, which is up in Volusia County. It's an Easter egg hunt, and I hope I have that right, because I'm saying DeBary, and I'm thinking it's Volusia. If it's not Volusia, it's Seminole, but I think it's Volusia. Saturday, April 6th, 10 a.m., Gemini Springs Park, and this is free, an Easter egg hunt. So if you want to get started on an Easter egg hunt, that's where to go for that. Now, we're going to talk about some other things coming up, but we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the events coming up at the Orlando Museum of Art with Nico from Orlando Museum of Art. Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arclitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you?
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Like I said, there's a bunch of stuff. I love being in Central Florida this time of year because there is just so much to get out and do, and I just wish I had maybe a few less years, a little more energy, you know, a lot more energy just to take in all of it. And one of the things that is coming up tomorrow is a family day at the Orlando Museum of Art. And so I have Nico on from the museum to talk to us about it. Good morning, Nico. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here.
So talk a little bit about the family day at the Orlando Museum of Art and what it has to offer and how long you guys have been doing this.
Okay. Wow. It's gone back many, many years, but it's always been a great, successful event. That's why we keep doing it. You know, just the basics. Tomorrow, it goes from 11 to 2, and the most important thing is that it's absolutely free. So it's a great event, you know, for families who wouldn't, you know, normally think about coming out and visiting in the museum. It's a opportunity to do it and not having to worry about paying anything. You know, but besides just the art that we have on display here for, you know, children and their parents to see, there's lots of entertainment. We have, you know, a storytelling area, a violinist, music, a children's singer, dancers, and even a drum line, and then magicians strolling around the museum. So you won't be bored at all.
Wow, that sounds fun. That sounds fun. So now, you do have other days going on. I understand, like, the first Thursday of the month, you have something for certain bank card holders. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we actually had our first one of our first Thursdays last night here at the museum, and that's been going on for decades, actually. Another event that does really well, and it's just, again, the first Thursday of every month from 6 to 9. We invite local artists in to display their art in the museum. That's a great opportunity for them to be able to, you know, to display something of their own in a, you know, a museum of like ours. And then they're also able to sell their art while they're here. And so it's just also another opportunity. It's a great date night for people. We also, you know, there's food and there's music. And then at the end of the night, while people are able to vote on all the different artists that come in, and there's a prize winner that goes away with knowing that they're, you know, the most popular artist for that evening. And it's every month is also very different. There's, you know, we change it up. You know, there's a different theme, different music, different restaurants that we bring in. So, you know, it's something you can just keep coming back to.
So now I want to go back to the family day. Is this the only one that you have in the year, or do you have others during the course of the year?
No, so we do this twice a year, in the spring and in the fall. And the next one, we're getting ready for tomorrow's, but there's not too much information on the one in the fall, but it's actually going to be focused on African-American art, and that will be on October 5th. And what we'll have is works from the Coretta Scott King Illustrator Awards, and I do know there will be African drummers there as well.
Oh, wow. Sounds interesting. So, and you said that's in November?
October 5th.
October. Mm-hmm. October 5th. Okay.
Yes.
But
oh, yeah,
sure
that's another thing to put on your calendar.
Right. So now, the artists that you have for tomorrow, are there local artists or are these nationally renowned artists that you have? Tell me a little bit about the artwork that you have
tomorrow
on display.
It's nationally renowned artists from all over the world. All kinds of different art, you know, contemporary. We also have, you know, like video display art, sculptures. This is like, you know, if you were to go to a big museum in New York City, it's like that, you know, and families get to experience that and see all the things that a museum has to offer. And kind of, you know, people may not know if it's something they like, but, you know, letting them come in for free tomorrow, it's giving them that opportunity, you know, think, you know, yeah, I like this, you know, I'd like to come back and bring my family.
Now, for people that want to come other times of the year, are there, like, family plans? Are there different types of membership?
Yeah, so for the most part, it's, you know, $15 to get into the museum. There's discounts, you know, like we let military, active duty, and veterans in for free. Teachers have discounted rates as well as students. And then we also have different membership, you know, there's different membership levels, whether you want to just, you know, an individual member or a family member. Family members are memberships, I believe, are about $80. So it's not too bad for a, you know, a whole year of being able to see the museum. That also includes getting into things like our first Thursdays for free. You're not having to pay to go, you know, to go to events like that.
Okay. So can you tell everybody where the museum is located for those that don't know?
Yeah, of course. So we're right on North Mills, 2416 North Mills Avenue, right by Advent Health, in between, you know, that area. If you know the Science Museum, we're right next to them. And it's also a great I take the SunRail in every day. We're just a 7-minute walk off the SunRail. So it's very easy to get to. Bus stops, cars, we have plenty of parking, and not too far from downtown and other areas in Central Florida.
Okay, all right. So what other special activities do you have during the course of the year? I know you talked about the one that's coming up in October. Are there other special events that you have coming up?
Oh, yeah. Like we focus on both adult and youth education. So we have all kinds of, you know, today, for example, there's, you know, art classes that we have going on. We have there's also a book club where people come in and sit in our gallery, you know, just like a book club anywhere else, except you're in the middle of our gallery discussing the book that they have for this season. And then also, you know, you were talking earlier about the museums on us with through Bank of America, and that's free admission for Bank of America and Merrill Lynch cardholders. That's something that those companies partner up with museums around the country for, to help people see that everything, you know, museums have to offer. We just love connecting with the community and giving back.
It sounds very great.
Yeah, and then throughout the year, you know, and it's also our exhibitions are always changing, you know, throughout the seasons. So it's, you know, you're not going to come once and then you've seen it all. There's always something new here, always something to see.
That's Family Day tomorrow at the Orlando Museum of Art, if you want to go. And it's free admission for the entire family to enjoy an afternoon there. That's Saturday, April 6th. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, you know, get, you know, this good time to take a break from the other stuff and go and take a tour of the museum and enjoy that with, the, you know, a nice family activity, get out and do. So, Nico, how do people get in contact with the museum?
We're the easiest way, because I know everyone's about social media nowadays, so the easiest way is just messaging us on our Facebook page through the Orlando Museum of Art. You can also give us a call at any time. We're at 407-896-4231. And, yeah, I mean, any just reach out, whatever's easy for you. Our website is omart.org, so that's omart.org, and all the information you need is right there.
Really appreciate you taking the time this morning. Thanks so much.
Of course.
Have
I enjoyed it.
Have a blessed day now.
You
Thanks.
As well.
Take care.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye. So that's some of what's coming up tomorrow. So if you kind of want to take the family out and you know, take a break from the really, really hectic stuff, but, you know, enjoy a little time out with the family, Family Day at the Orlando Museum of Art, free admission for the entire family tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But there's some other stuff going on, and I haven't gotten everything. There's something that's called Explore Outdoors Annual Arbor Day Celebration. That is for if you want to head in another Seminole County activity. So if you want to head to Seminole County, this is tomorrow, Saturday, April 6th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So, yeah, after you hit the museum, you might want to just keep going north on 1792 or wherever, and head up to Winter Springs. This is the Winter Springs Town Center. It's a free event with a kids' play area. They have a tree giveaway. And so those of you that are doing some spring sprucing up in the yard, nothing like a tree giveaway, some other recreational activities, and live entertainment and lots of vendors. So that's tomorrow, Explore Outdoors Annual Arbor Day Celebration, Winter Springs Town Center, Saturday, April 6th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So that was another one of the things I wanted to tell you about. There is also in Seminole County as well, in Oviedo, a family festival tomorrow in the evening, late afternoon, early evening, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is in Center Lake Park, Oviedo. There's a free event with storytellers, Mr. Harley concert. I'm not sure what that is, but if for those of you that are familiar with it, sounds like a good time. Face painting and more. So this sounds like a fun family event. That's in Oviedo, Center Lake Park in Oviedo. That's also in Seminole County. Family festival, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Hope you're having a good time when you go out there. So those are some of the things. Back here in Orlando tomorrow, in between the other stuff in the early afternoon and the stuff in the late afternoon, starting at 3 p.m., this isn't free, but it sounds really, really fun, tasty, tell you that. 17th Annual Taiwanese Food Festival, 17th Annual Taiwanese Food Festival. This is put on by the Florida Chinese in Orlando. So this is tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's $10 per person, and that includes food tickets. It says enjoy traditional Taiwanese food, music, and entertainment. So that's the 17th Annual Taiwanese Food Fest put on by the Florida Chinese Business Association here in Orlando. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., $10 per person. So go hang out there and have a good time. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about another one of my favorite events in downtown Orlando. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you know of something going on and you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407 407- 578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. The number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. Just wanted to, I enjoy this time of year. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I just wanted to get out to you some of the stuff that's going on this weekend. We have, one of the things that we have is the Spring Festival in the Garden, in Winter Garden, the Family Day at the Orlando Museum of Art, all that type of stuff. So we're also going to talk about another event coming up. But if you have anything to share, we want to hear from you as well. So give us a call. The number is 516-387-1944. So anyway, getting back to, like I said, I've posted this website. I'm going to try to post it again so you guys can have it because there's so much going on. It's a site called Orlando on the Cheap. I just, you know, came across, I was looking, you know, at other stuff to do this weekend because my weekend seemed like it was, I always think it's going to be pretty light, but stuff always comes up. But I was going to have a little free time this weekend with my honey, and I wanted to find some stuff to do. And I know we've got stuff to do tonight that I'll talk to you about later. But there's other things going on, and I wanted to share that with you. So anyway, the number is 516-387-1944. So some other things coming up. Let me get some, you know, I love technology. I have a love-hate relationship with it. And hopefully you've got a dose of what's going on. I'm going to post some other things. Where am I here? Okay, crawfish. If you like crawfish, there's some samples that they're giving out at the 4th annual WOB. I think that's World of Beer. Crawfish boil. That's tomorrow afternoon, early evening. Starts at noon, goes to 6 p.m. World of Beer, Dr. Phillips area. It says first come, first serve crawfish with some beer samples. So 4th annual World of Beer crawfish boil. That's down there in the Dr. Phillips area. And I'm a big crawfish fan. So, Anyway, I wanted to let you know about that. Now, there's something else coming up, and we're supposed to be having a guest that's going to talk to us about an event in downtown Orlando. So I'm going to go on to talk about a few other things, and hopefully we'll get them on soon. But anyway, the other thing, if you like reptiles, and I'll let you all have this one, I will not be there, is at Central Florida Fairgrounds. It's called Repticon. It's a reptile show. It's not free, so you've got to pay for this experience, but it's, you know, expensive. This is tomorrow, Sunday, 10 to 4, Central Florida Fairgrounds. $12 adults, $5 for kids. It's called a family-friendly show featuring exotic animals and more. Repticon, Orlando Reptile Show. Y'all can have it, but if that's what you like, then hang out, have fun. So anyway, the other thing that's coming up is at, and this is not a free event either, but it's not, well, this is interesting. I'm not sure if this is this right on here. It says $10 a child and adults free. This is the Big Red Ranch and Rescue Spring Fling. This is in Osteen, which is also in Seminole County. This is Sunday at noon, Big Red Pony Parties in Osteen. Kids will enjoy pony rides, petting farm, train rides, and more. So that's on Sunday at noon. Then back in Orlando, this is a free community event. and this is, sounds like this is right up my alley, and I got to find out where this park is. But Blue Jacket Park, if you know where it is, let me know. I'll find it, though, either way. Sunday, 1 to 5, Ice Cream Social. Like I said, right up my alley. A free community event with a delicious assortment of ice cream, painting, games, and more. Now, this sounds like it's more for the young kids, but this old kid, I'll do an ice cream social any day. So this is at Blue Jacket Park, Orlando, Sunday, 1 to 5. Then there's something that's called a Girl Power Pop-Up Market at a place called Seven Bites, Orlando, on the back patio. This is a free entry to shop from local artisans at the market. This is Sunday, starting at 9, lasts until 2:30. So you can go to church in the morning first and then go out to this. But this is a Girl Power Pop-Up Market, Seven Bites, Orlando, the back patio, and it's a free entry. And I'm going to try to post, like I said, the individual pages as well as this thing on G's Power Hour Facebook page. But like I said, I'm sharing this because I want y'all to get out and just try something new and enjoy it and have a good time. So that's some of the events that we've got going on. One of the events, and I'm hoping that we can get this person to call in, is with the Spring Fiesta in the Park. Now, Spring Betty Lee, she's trying to get stuff together for the Spring Fiesta tomorrow at downtown Orlando in Lake Eola. And like I said, it's kind of one of my favorite things to do. They have it twice a year. Usually, and you probably heard me mention it, usually it's the first full weekend in April, and the first full weekend in November is the Fall Fiesta. But the Spring Fiesta is this coming weekend. And it's a nice, like I would say this, put on your walking shoes, make sure you have your water and everything like that. You know, but sometimes it's and there's plenty of stuff. There's vendors out there. There's plenty of stuff to buy. They have arts, crafts, foods. They have actually like different competitions, from what I understand. Where if you know, if crafts are your thing, you can display your crafts, and I think you can compete too. But that's happening tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m. runs through 5 p.m. tomorrow, and then Sunday, it's the same time, 10 to 5. So they're all kind of, I've, you know, gone there, bought food, bought, you know, little knickknacks to take home, different condiments I found it. And, you know, my husband and I have gone around there, and when my mom was alive, we'd taken her out there, and she couldn't do a lot of walking, but she got a chance to just sit out, watch, you know, the ducks on the water, watch the people go by, you know, listen to some music, have some food, and just have a really good time. So it does get kind of crowded down there, but and I would suggest if you want to beat the heat, and I'm not sure just yet what the temperature is like, but I would suggest go early, go early, find maybe some covering. If you're going to stay the whole day, find some covering for the mid-afternoon, and then get back out and enjoy it for the late afternoon. But that's something that I've always found to be a nice outing. Like I said, sometimes you just want to take a few hours to walk around, visit, see people. You know, if you have pets, a lot of people take their pets out there. The thing I like about that is that it's at Lake Eola. Now, Lake Eola is a landmark in Orlando. And if you have seen the way Orlando is growing and bustling, it's one of the few places that actually is still one of the, I guess you could say, original pieces of Orlando, because we're losing a lot of our history. And I have to just say that. That's something I'm not necessarily crazy about. I don't like to see just history locked up in a museum. I'd like to see some things preserved. So, and Lake Eola, you know, it's a man-made lake, but they have other things. They have fireworks at the fountain every year and stuff like that. But they always have these spring fiestas where you can just get out, walk around, and have a good time. So hopefully we'll still be able to get Betty Lee on from Spring Fiesta in the Park. But like I said, she's also getting things in gear for the festival. But if you know if something's going on, because I know I've probably missed some stuff. I know I have, because there's just too much. It's 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. Want to also just briefly throw this out there. I want to give thanks to the people that that supported. We had a prayer breakfast last Saturday morning at my church, St. Andrew Catholic Church. This is from my Knights of Peter Claver Ladies Auxiliary Group. We had a prayer breakfast out there, and I just want to thank those that were able to attend. And hopefully, you know, some more of you will come out next year and enjoy it. It was a really engaging morning. And so thank you for that. Anyway, going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about stuff that's going on here in Central Florida this weekend. And I've got Kathy and Stephanie joining us too. So the number, if you have something that you want to share, because like I said, we just want to get everybody out there supporting these events, not necessarily having to come out with a whole lot of cash, because it, you know, times are tough, and we know this, but the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Depp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good morning, good afternoon, rather. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. I want to go back and thank Nico from the Orlando Museum of Art for coming on to talk about the Family Day tomorrow. And thank you all for listening. And hopefully you caught some of the stuff that's going on this weekend here in Central Florida. And like I said, I'm hoping to get Betty Lee on still to talk about Fiesta in the Park, Spring Fiesta in the Park. But another thing that's going on that's happening tonight, another one of my favorite things is going on. And for those of you that's trying to catch up with the Avenger movies or Marvel movies before the next one comes out, which is happening real soon, I think it's Avengers Endgame. Event tonight at Lou Gardens, the last Avengers movie, not Marvel, but the last Avengers movie, I think it's Infinity War, is coming out tonight at Lou Gardens. So, and, you know, we've had Robert Boughton on there to talk about the movie and some other things that happened at Lou Gardens. And like I said, my husband and I started going last year. It's a good time to just hang out and walk around. It's called Movie Night at Lou. And so Avengers, Infinity War will be out there. It will be crowded. You can get in as early as 6. If you have a park membership, Lou Gardens membership, which is not all that expensive. It's only like for a family membership, $50 a year. But if you go to the movies every first Friday that they have it, you know, that kind of makes up for it, plus some of the discounts that they have. So if you get in, I think the movie starts maybe around 8:30, but I wouldn't advise trying to come at 8:30 and trying to find parking and a place to sit. Going to be a lot of people out there. There's going to be a lot of kids probably dressed up in their favorite Avenger costume and everything. Not only little kids, there'll be some big kids too dressed up in their Avenger costumes, whatever their favorite Avenger is. So I would suggest get out there and do it. So anyway, hello, who do I have on?
Good. Hello,
lady.
Stephanie.
Okay, so I have Stephanie, I have Kathy. Anybody else? Who else do I have on?
Yes.
Okay. So,
hi, Kathy.
How
you doing?
I'm great, Stephanie. Long time. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Okay, so I was trying to also see if Betty Lee was on. Betty Lee, are you on? Okay, don't have Betty Lee on. Anyway, hey, y'all.
Hey.
So, I mean, I know you all were busy in the early part of the show. I didn't know if you got a chance to catch any of the stuff that I was talking about, but I was trying to go down the rundown that I sent everybody. This is a great time to live in Central Florida. That's one of the reasons I wanted to kind of talk about some of the stuff that was going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that list because I was just looking at stuff to do. And, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, there's nothing to do, or I don't have enough money, or whatever the case may be. And that's not always the case. There's always a workaround. You know,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. So what are you doing this weekend? Kathy, I'm going to start with you. You've been busy with family stuff, I know.
Yes, I have. And so much so, we had John P. Key here last night at Majestic, and I really hate missing him because he's one of my favorite to kind of hang out with and listen to. And this weekend, I don't have anything specific that I would like to do. The movies is always a good choice. Although I don't think I'm going to see Shazam. I just see that one just didn't do me.
it's not the Shazam that I remember. And I'm just not into stuff that's way too corny. If it's way too corny, I'll wait for it to come on TV. I was just disappointed from the get-go, and I try not to prejudge. But, I was a little disappointed. I want to go see Taraji's movie, The Best of Enemies. That's the one I want to go see.
Yeah.
Stephanie, what you got going on?
Taraji's movie? Oh, well, I would like to. I am with a very, very special friend this morning, my niece of mine, Miss Ashley. And I want Miss Ashley to tell y'all what's happening in her neighborhood today. Hold on a minute.
Hey, Miss Ashley.
Hi. On this Saturday and Sunday, we are having a festival on Blooper Road in Winter Garden. We'll have games and food and
a
big bounce house. Yes, the little girls can come out and get their nails painted as well. It's from 11 to 4, and everything is completely free. Come on out. I would love to see you there.
Okay, and tell us where this is again and what time and when.
It's Blooper Road in Winter Garden.
Okay.
11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. And what's that, tomorrow or Sunday?
Saturday
both.
And Sunday, yes. Tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, both days. Okay, great. Okay.
All right.
So, Blueford, what's the nearest cross street at Blueford and Winter Garden?
It is Story Ford Road. It's at the fire station. That's on Blooper Road.
Oh, okay.
The fire station, yes.
Okay. I know where that is. All right. That sounds great. Thanks for sharing, Miss Ashley. Really appreciate it. Wish more people
You're
would
welcome.
Come on and share, too. You know, because we want to support those locally
yes,
little
we
known
do.
Events. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We definitely do.
Okay. All right. Cool. Is that all you're doing this weekend, or what else are you doing? That sounds like a full day or a full weekend for you.
Booking. Yep.
I'm also doing that, and I am going to Pensacola for a hair competition.
I'm going
to state.
So are you a model in a hair competition, or are you doing the hair?
I am a officer in the opening ceremony. You know how you have the opening ceremony? Yeah, so I'm an officer.
Okay. Cool. All right. All right. Don't burn yourself out. Have a good time, but don't burn yourself out.
Thank you. Thanks
for sharing.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's cool. Like that. I might stop by that that place that was over in Blueford by the fire station. I might go
yes.
to that for sure. You know, because that's not
too
far from here.
I hope to see you there.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. But tonight, definitely,
all
I'm
right.
doing a Lou Gardens thing for sure. Y'all need to come
mm-hmm.
out here. Yeah. So, and then, like I talked about, the Spring Fiesta in the park and the Spring Festival in the park, two different events all weekend, but those are good. And the Spring Festival is not too far from where you are this weekend. The winter
hey!
Winter garden.
All
yeah.
right. All
so,
right. That is Miss Ashley.
Yes.
Ms. Ashley Duke. She is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm glad
excited.
She was
we're
able
excited
to share.
About her competition. Yes.
Yeah.
We were just talking about, you know, things that were going on in the neighborhood and Winter Gardens here.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that is fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. So
if we
yeah,
get a flyer, I will send you a flyer to put on the website.
Please do.
For that.
Yeah, get that
okay.
to me right away. Yeah.
Okay.
So, because we like I said, we wanted, there's a lot of stuff going on, not just the stuff that I mentioned, not just the stuff that was on the list, but a lot
mm-hmm.
of the time, if people don't tell us, we don't know, and then we can't
exactly.
support those events, you know, and a lot of times, those are the events that really need our support.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, if I can survive the weekend because I'm actually close to feeling like my old self. We'll see how long that
mm-hmm.
lasts. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm going to try to do the Lou Gardens movie tonight because we are a Marvel fan household. I don't know how we got there, but for me, I've always liked the superhero movies. And the thing I like about these superheroes is just you see the flawed characters within the superheroes. So they're
mm-hmm.
not perfect beings, you know, but they overcome and, you know, their own adversity, the best way they can, and then they overcome other adversity to try to, you know, help humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I know it's real idealistic and everything, but I enjoy it. I think I'm looking forward to it, you know, as a precursor to the upcoming Avenger movie. So that's my thing.
Wonderful.
I've been a Marvel fan since the comic book time. So for me, this
mm-hmm.
is just like over, you know, just over the top happy to see the movies. I'd be going, yes, I remember. I got to go back and read the comic book to make sure. Let me see how did that really turn out. And stuff.
Stop comparing.
Right.
See, this is the thing.
Right.
So you sound like a purist. Okay, you sound like one of those. I wasn't in the car. I don't remember that in that episode there. Do you have a collection?
I had a collection. However, I left it at the house I grew up in.
Uh-huh.
So I think as a result of that house being torn down, my collection went with the tore down. And people probably didn't even look in the stuff that I had, you know, kind of tucked away to see what it was. So all of my comic books are gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Because, I mean, we know now what those things, well, we really don't, but we know that those things are worth a lot more than what you paid for them when you got them. For sure.
Exactly. And the unfortunate thing is that happens with black people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
people go in and get rid of property and they don't even know what they're getting rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, I can imagine somebody saying, oh, these old comic books, nobody don't want these, and I was gone. I just, you know, it's one of those times in my life that I just was not pleased.
Yeah, I can understand that because I had former significant other that's not so significant anymore that got rid of some things of mine because they needed some quick cash and like vinyl album, you know, stuff. So yeah, and then not even just the vinyl stuff that. Oh, I forget. What do they make that those 45s out of? It wasn't the breaks real easy. Yeah. So,
you know, I saw a birthday card. I was in Publix last night picking up a birthday card for an auntie this weekend, and one of the cards was actually a 45 with Tina Turner. On one side, it says, "You're the best," because that's what the card was saying, "You're the best." It had Tina Turner, "You're the best," and then Private Dancer on the other side.
Oh, wow. Oh, that sounds so fun.
And that was so cute. You know, when you thought talking about vinyls, that's what it. So you know I bought that card.
Oh,
it
was
$12.99, but I said, I'm having this one.
Wow. You might want to buy that card to give to yourself.
$12.99.
Oh, my goodness.
It was $12.99, but this is how I justified it. There was a coupon. Hallmark had a coupon. You buy one, you get another free. So you know I bought another card, and I just considered that of a less of the same value or lesser. So she has a really, really nice birthday card.
Oh, yeah.
And we do know
sure.
who has the 45. I wasn't going to tell that
all
part,
right.
But you outed me on that one.
Yeah, you could have stopped.
Yeah.
Those are the kind you tell them, if you ever throw this away, give it back to me.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So, there's some berry picking over in your area. I was talking about some of the stuff going on. There's some berry picking going on in your area.
Yes,
where's Southern Hills Farm? Do you know where that is?
That is the one I think out on 33. I'm not 100% sure. But we have a berry picking farm, blueberries, out on 33. And on 561, we have berries and peaches. But I didn't see the guys with the peaches signed out. But the blueberry sign, I did see.
Yeah, well,
that's
is,
usually when we do our blueberries and stock them up for the year, freeze them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so this one, this is blueberry, flower, and peach you pick. It's supposed to be a complimentary admission and parking at this Southern Hills Farms in Claremont. It sounded really interesting. It says, enjoy you pick blueberries, peaches, and flowers, as well as yard games, food trucks, music, and more. So. Yeah, so that's what I was wondering. I didn't know if you'd ever been.
Oh, yes. I love it. Like I said, I'm learning to can. My grandmother's teaching us how to do plant canning, at least how to blanch the vegetables and store them in the freezer because we're trying to do more natural foods.
Yeah. No, I'm coming over there for that lesson, too. Okay. Seriously.
That's
one of the things that I'm trying to do. And, I mean, I could just see, you know, I'm trying to eat more blueberries. They say the berries are the less sweet, less sugar of the fruit that you should be eating. So you should be eating more berries than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I discovered I had my thyroid problem, I have been eating more blueberries. That's usually at the top of my list. And I've learned to eat some of the other berries, like the blackberries and the raspberries. Strawberries have always been one on my list, too.
Are they open on Sunday for picking?
Oh, I have to go back. I'll send it to you. I have to go back because we're just about
to
end this show. Yeah. But like I said,
send
I've also posted this list on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, too, because, you know, like I said, I want people to get out and enjoy the air and have a good time, enjoy Central Florida, because there's so much to go on, you know. And it's really not an excuse because a lot of this stuff is not that expensive to enjoy. But thank
this
you all for joining me.
It's a great time of year.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a great time of year. This and then, like, mid to late fall, you know, great times of year to be here in Central Florida. So for those of you that aren't in Florida, if you're within the sound of my voice, it's a great time to come on vacation because you don't want to do it in August. I'll tell you that much. Anyway.
Okay.
I don't want to do it in August. It's just the truth. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Stephanie.
Right.
Y'all have a blessed weekend, okay?
You too, Lady
you too,
D.
Gretchen. Bye,
okay.
Stephanie.
Bye-bye, Kathy. Talk with you soon. And thank you,
yes,
Ashley, for signing in for us, talking with us.
Yes.
All righty.
Yes. Have a blessed day, everyone. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. And please remember, while you're out there enjoying yourself, all real power comes from God. Take care.
It right.